From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A sweeping overhaul of Georgia's election laws and voting machines is one step closer to happening. This after passing the House, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The House bill would move Georgia to touchscreen ballot marking devices that print out your votes on a piece of paper. Democrats don't like those machines, especially ones that would scan your vote from a printed barcode rather than the text of what you voted. But after the vote, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said that ruling out barcodes might prevent Georgia from getting the best voting system.
And if the legislation was so specific that just precluded, you know, certain barcodes, then what you could effectively do is reduce the number of folks that could submit proposals.
The bill passed 101-72 and was immediately transferred over to the Senate. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Meanwhile, a bill authorizing Governor Kemp to pursue Medicaid waivers has passed the state Senate. Lawmakers voted to approve the legislation yesterday. It now goes to the House for consideration. Kemp has said full Medicaid expansion isn't an option. The proposal would give Georgia the flexibility to adopt a more conservative plan. Kemp says the measure should improve access to and affordability of health care. But Democrats say it will increase health care costs and cover less people. They want a full Medicaid expansion instead. Georgia is one of 14 states that haven't fully expanded Medicaid as prescribed under the Affordable Care Act. The expansion was intended to be nationwide, but a 2012 Supreme Court ruling effectively made it optional for states. First Lady Marti Kemp is leading a new initiative aimed at combating human trafficking in the state. Yesterday, Kemp announced the creation of the Georgians for Refuge, Action, Compassion, and Education, or GRACE Commission.
Right now, this very minute, there are fathers and mothers who have loved ones caught up in this evil industry. There are women and men out there who need those in public life to stand up and say something because they do not have a voice. We will give them a voice.
In 2017, there were 276 human trafficking cases reported in Georgia. That's according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. 19% of these cases involved minors. Last week, Governor Kemp and Senator Brian Strickland introduced a bill that would increase penalties for sexual offenses, expands on laws that ban servitude, and gives the Division of Family and Children's Services authority to care for children who are victims of human trafficking.